College holds a mythic place in American culture. But there are stories you won't hear on the campus tours.
The higher-ups are concerned about one thing, and that is avoiding scandal.
I'm Margot Gray. On the new podcast, Campus Files, we cover everything from rigged admissions to the drama of Greek life and student protests. Listen to and follow Campus Files, an Odyssey original podcast, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Okay, being a stay-at-home mom when I had a whole bunch of little babies was not my plan. It was not on my agenda. I wanted to be a working mom. I wanted to be able to drop my kids, my four kids, off at daycare and go on into the newsroom and do my job and then get off from work, come back and get the kids, and then go on home and live my life and pay my bills so I can feed my family. But it didn't happen like that. Why? Because I couldn't afford the child care, especially child care for families who have children with special needs. That's a little bit more expensive. I remember sitting down with Sean and we added up the cost of child care for three kids and we added up our salaries. And by the time we paid for that child care out of my check, because my check was the child care check, I had $50 left. $50. And I had two jobs at the time. I was working downstairs in the newsroom at KSTP and upstairs at My Talk 107.1. And even with two checks, I could not afford the child care. It was just cheaper for me to stay home with my family and raise my kids. I didn't want to leave the newsroom. I wanted to be able to continue my career. I know that in this business and in this industry, once you leave, it is very hard to get back. But our family just couldn't afford it. So when I saw that Carly Katiza Watoon was doing something about it here in the state of Minnesota, I had to invite Carly to come on the show to figure out what is going on. Because, baby, if I tell you I could have used some relief, Carly, I could have used some relief.
All right, Stiletta, I totally understand. And thank you for sharing your personal experience. That's a tremendous story. And I know that you're not alone in what you faced when your children were small. My husband and I have four kids, too. And when we had three that were 4, 3, and 2, we were spending twice our mortgage payment on childcare.
And it is ridiculous. And I know that is one of your platforms, your representative, DFL Eden Prairie. And you are going to file a bill in the coming legislative session to help parents. Talk to me about that.
Yeah, well, thank you so much for having me on today. I really appreciate the opportunity to chat a little bit more about this. We had an informational hearing a few weeks ago in the Children and Families Committee, and that committee kind of morphed out of the Early Childhood Finance and Policy Committee that has been present in the House for the previous two legislative sessions, and now Children and Families. We've included another focus on homelessness as well as child protection and foster care, which are also issues that are high priorities for me. Since I was elected in 2018, I've been really working to put money back in the pockets of Minnesota families, because I know that this is, we're one of the highest cost states in the country for child care. And so anything that we can do to help parents better afford child care or be able to just make things a little bit easier for them to pay for other necessities, housing, food, clothes, all of that stuff that you need when you're raising a family, it makes a big difference.
Okay, now let me tell you what put it in perspective for me. I've got the 17-year-old. He's getting ready to go to college. And when you said that currently the care for one infant in Minnesota is around $17,000 to take care of a year, and you said that is more than a year of college tuition, at the University of Minnesota. Girl, we've been saving for college tuition since this boy was in kindergarten. I guess when we in kindergarten, we should start saving for child care for our kids when we get married and have babies. It's ridiculously out of control.
Absolutely. And that's what a lot of parents are having to make family planning decisions based on the estimated cost of child care. And, you know, we don't want to see that. We want families to be able to have as many children that they want to have and not have to make those decisions based on whether or not they can afford to send their kids to a high quality, safe learning program when they work, or have to make that choice to stay home. And lots of people make that choice because they can, but there are even more who have to make that choice because they can't.
They don't have a choice. Now, this proposal allows for $500 million in extra spending. Talk to me about that part.
Yeah, so we're still working out all the details and all the numbers, but I think that that $500 million number, I think, you know, over my sessions over the last few years that I've been serving at the Capitol, we've been, you know, considering a bunch of different proposals, and any amount of money that we can put toward this issue can make a tremendous difference. And this past session at the Capitol, we made huge improvements in the availability of early childhood scholarships, early learning scholarships, as well as expanding the refund for the child care assistance program, And so those programs are targeted at our lowest income families, who, of course, we know need some additional support. Mm-hmm. But as you move up the income scale, you have to, you know, families have to make $300,000 a year in order to be paying just 7% of their income on childcare, based on the average numbers in Minnesota. And we know that even the top 5% of income earners in Minnesota aren't making that much money. So this is a public good. It's a workforce issue. It is, you know, it's well known that one of the best investments that we can make in our money, the best return on that investment, is putting money into early care and learning.
And I just have to say, I don't think, Representative Carly, that y'all are talking enough about the good way that you are taking care of families here in Minnesota. Let me just tell you, last month alone, I had a family from Georgia, one from New Mexico, another from Arizona, and another one from Louisiana come up to me and say, because of your legislature, I've been watching the news. I've been seeing how they take care of families. I've been seeing how they take care of kids. I've been seeing their commitment. And we've moved because we want to be in a state that have legislators who care. So I don't know if that gets to you, because that's what people are saying in the street. I don't know if you've heard that, but I don't think y'all are talking enough, Representative Carly, about how people are moving to Minnesota because of work like this that you all are doing.
Thank you so much for sharing that. And that gives me goosebumps. It's really, really why I do the work that I do. You know, because I want people, I want Minnesotans, kids who are maybe, you know, looking elsewhere to go to college, I want them to remember that, you know, they're going to have paid family and medical leave if they come back and start their families and their careers in Minnesota. I want them to know that they're going to be able to afford care. I want them to know that, you know, everybody's treated equal here in Minnesota, that they're going to be able to access the health care that they need in Minnesota. And it just is really, really important that people are hearing that across the country, and that it's going to make a difference, because we know we are facing a population decline. And I think, you know, and that's in no small part to people having fewer children, and on and on and on. And if we can support people when they're starting their families, I think that we'll be able to hopefully stem the tide.
Well, thank you for being here. Thank you for talking to us, for giving us this information. Keep us posted as this moves along and through the process. I thank you for being on the show.
Thank you so much, Shaletta. I appreciate it.
All right. And you all stick around. There's more to come.